ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वयापि इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं जयामास। आई एम वेरी हैप्पी that here nearby Alachua and other places, they have come here to celebrate Nrisimha Chaturdashi. We are beginning what is written in Bhagavad. As you know, that Jai Vijay saw that Prabhu Narayan has some ambitions to test Bir Ras. So, we will try, but it cannot be by this body. And that is why Jai Vijay, by the course of Sanak Sanatan Sanandan Sanat Kumar, they came to this world. By their course, Jai Vijay came. First, Hiranyaksha. And then came Ravan Kumbhakarna. And then Shishupal, Dantavakra. Until Krishna killed them, they were not liberated. And after that, they went to his lok in their service. So, to save Prahlad, today Nrisimhadev has appeared in this world and we are celebrating. Say, Prahlad, there became some quarrel among father and son. Father was telling, yes, I am God, I am everything. I am like what?
Immortal.
And son, being 5 years old, he told them, you cannot be God. God is God. Krishna is God. And he is everywhere. So, when he was of 5 years old age, then his father take him in the lap, Prahlad Maharaj. And kissed him and asked, what you have read in your books from your Gurudev, that what is best? And then Prahlad Maharaj told,
Tatsadhu
manne asur varja dehina. This is law. Hearing father became very angry and he leapt from his lap. So what is the meaning? You should explain.
ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Paramaradha Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtotra Sat, Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Sri Bhavan Gosai Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Parivrajaka Acharya Varja, Ashtotra Sat, Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Sri Narayan Gosai Maharaj. Pay my obeisances, all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, who assembled here to listen Harikatha, read by the Nisannasi. So, as you have heard from Srila Gurudev, when Prahlad Maharaj came from his Gurukul, his mother Kayadu Devi dressed him very nicely and gave the lap of Hiranyakashipu, who think himself, I am immortal, but it's not possible at all. So, Hiranyakashipu asked him, O Prahlad, what is the best so far you have learned in your school? Prahlad Maharaj, although small boy but became very bold, and he told, Tat sadhu manne asura varja dehi nam sada samudvigna dhiyam asadabdraha hitvatma patam griyamandha kupam vanam gato yodhavya harimasraye. He is not addressing him as a father. What is telling? Asura varja dehi nam. Who has this idea, I am this body? They are called Dehinam. Okay. And what's telling? Asura Varja Dehinam. All the best among all demons. I think this is the best. What? The best? Sada Samudvigna Diyam Asatadraha. In this world, all are very busy. Why? Asatadraha. What is the Sadvastu? Is Krishna and his bhakti and devotees. They are Sad. But in this world, who is not doing bhakti, they are always hankering for asad vastu, who is non-existence perpetually. And what is the reason for that? What is the result for that? Hitvadma patam, by that we can kill our own self, own soul. So how can we get rid of this? Vanam datta hari masvaye. You have to go in the forest and do hari bhajan. One means, like Vrindavan, Navavan, Jagannath Puri, is the abode of God, have to go in there to bhajan. Hearing this, Hiranyakashipu think, oh, we married a boy, what is telling? Hiranyakashipu dedicated to listening Vishnu, holy in the name of God. Why? Because his elder brother, Hiranyakashipu was killed by Vishnu. So in this slok, our previous acharyas, they explained very nice way and they give an analogy. Our previous acharya told to understand this slok very nicely. Once, one king went for hunting along with the minister and soldier. So somehow or other, now late afternoon, and by chance the king became separated from his all associates. And he went in one way and others another way. When he was coming back, he saw one very ferocious tiger running towards him. Seeing this, he became very scared, could not see anyone to help him. He said, "Oh my God, what shall I do now? How fast he can run? Tiger can run and jump and grab him and finish." He saw that nearby there is a well. He thought, if I jump in this well, the tiger will not come in this well, and when tiger will go away, then I can come out, and my minister and soldier search me, they find me out, go together back to our own country. When he came, he saw there is so many trees, small trees, came out from the side of the well. So he grabbed two branches and jumped inside. When going to down, he saw there is no water. Some poisonous snakes, raising hood. When he go down immediate, they bite and he'll die there. He thought, if I come out, then tiger will swallow me. If I go down, then snake will bite me. What to do? And if I go up or not, how long I can hang? Both arms are painful, I want to go down.
Two branches.
In the meantime, he saw which branches he was holding. Two rats come from the hole of the well. One is quite white, another dark black. They're cutting the both branches. He became more scared. Oh my goodness. Their teeth is so sharp and they can cut, I go down. What shall I do now? In the meantime, he noticed when he was jumping inside the well, another branch, there was a beehive, and he was tilted, some honey drops passing through his nose. He forgot completely. Tiger is out of the well, inside snakes, and he forgetting everything. So, oh, so nice honey. What shall I do now? Bet I can catch one drop. So he took his tongue, catching one after another drop. I forget completely. So our acharya is telling, what is the tree? This the tree is symbolical of our lifespan. And the tiger, personification of death. The black and white rats, black denotes night, and white became day. One day, one night, by this way, one day, then 1 week, one fortnight, 1 month, 1 year, by this way, our paramayu, lifespan was going down and down. And the snakes, problem in this world. How much healthy, wealth you may be in this world, always problem will be there. Being in this problem, you are not thinking I could do bhajan. What you are hankering for momentary happiness in this world will not make you happy. So in problem I told this, Srinivas became angry and threw him from his lap and told, oh, Sandana Marka, why teaching all these things to him? They told, oh my dear master, we never taught all these things. He is natural telling all these things. Okay, I am giving another chance, take him and teach him nicely. They took him, went to Gurukul. So then they took him to Gurukul and they are teaching. They are teaching, what they are teaching? Gurudev asked to stop, there are so many speakers. So before stopping, I will tell you only 1 or 2 minutes and stop. They are teaching artha, karma and moksha, not dharma. Not moksha, only main economy. And they are telling the Gurukul teacher, Prahlad and other the boys, listen carefully. What they are telling Prahlad, not listening, which he has heard from Narada receiving his mother, who is remembering only Bhagavan. Actually, the Gurukuli teacher, Sandalavar, telling, "O Prahlad, dollar is dollar, brighter than solar, dollar is dollar, cooler than lunar, dollar is dollar. If you have your dollar, you are a fooler. Dollar is dollar. If you have so much dollar, you are a learned scholar. Dollar is dollar."
Transcendental rap.
What is Hari? Prahlad Bhai chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare."
What should I cut there? We listen from Srila Gurudev or next to Hare Krishna. One time, I'm going to listen to the Hare Krishna.
अज्ञानतिरिरन्धस्य जनञ्जनसमपय चक्षुरुन्मीलितांगेन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुवेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः First of all, I offer my unlimited dhammavat pranam to the lotus feet of my beloved Guru Maharaj. Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivra Kachari Ashwatatara Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. I offer my dhammavat pranam unlimited thanks unto all the spiritual masters, Param Gurudev, in the line of our Rupanuga Guru Varga. Unto all the assembled devotees, guests, uncles, aunties, mothers, and nephews, and all the guests,
not brother.
Brother, sister, everyone, I offer my dhamma. So Srila Gurudev requests me to continue where Sripad Maharaj left off. Maharaj is very great scholar. He knows all the poems, you know, which are there. So we have arrived now after Hiranyakashipu became very upset with his little son. The little son, he didn't become disturbed. He remained very peaceful and tolerant. Sometimes the devotees are telling, "What should I do? My parents are very upset with me. They don't want me to do bhakti, or they don't want me to be with you, Gurudev. They want me to be anywhere else. What should I do?" Gurudev telling, "Have to be like Prahlad Maharaj. Tolerate. Yeah, be very patient with them. Then gradually they will see your beautiful qualities, and either the Sringadev will appear or..." So, see, Prahlad was taught by the Sandana Marka, the teachers in the Gurukul. They were very expert to teach diplomacy, hypocrisy, and to glorify the temporary things which we see in the world. Like Maharaj was telling, "Money, money, sweeter than honey, brighter than sunshine." This is the philosophy of the materialistic person. He thinks that he has to make so much arrangement to be happy in this world, not understanding that we are here only very short time. Don't waste your time, Prahlad Maharaj is teaching. Do bhajan, this is the most important thing. But his teachers could not understand. So Prahlad didn't want to waste time simply meditating upon his Supreme Lord and chanting Hare Krishna. He tolerated everything. After a while, the teachers were thinking, "Well, Prahlad, he is absorbing everything. He's listening very carefully. And I'm sure that now he has learned what we have been teaching him." So again, Hiranyakashipu calling teachers, "Bring me my son, I want to hear what you have taught him." So Prahlad coming, sitting on the lap of his father, father very nicely caressing him, and asked Prahlad, "Prahlad, what have you learned from your teachers?" And Prahlad said, "I have learned from my spiritual teachers, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. these nine activities, iti pumsar pido Vishnu, bhakti chenaiva lakshanam, kriyatam bhagavati yuda, tamma ye ikdam uttama. This is the highest knowledge. Someone who practices the nine limbs of bhakti, shravanam, hearing, kirtanam, glorifying the wonderful activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. Vishnu smaranam, always absorbed in remembering Vishnu, Krishna, in braja with His eternal associates. Padasevanam, to render devotional service to the lotus feet of Sri Guru, Vaishnavas, senior Vaishnavas, all Vaishnavas, we should render service and do it in such a way as it is prescribed by our Acharyas, Sri Rupa Goswami Pada's telling, to completely surrender oneself to the highest Uttana Vaishnava, Sri Guru, without any reservations, my everything belongs to him. To those who are equal, senior and sincerely absorbed in bhakti, we render service and we become friends with them. Also with Sri Guru, if we render unreserved our everything to him, we will discover what a wonderful friend, the best friend, my bosom friend is my Gurudev. And to those who are younger, we render service to them by providing them with some mercy. What we have realized, we help them to make progress in bhakti. Our children, young devotees, newer devotees, we try to help them like that. In this way, we can always be happy. So, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Darshanam, Sakyam, Atmani Vedanam. Bandhanam, to recite prayers. Archanam, to worship Thakurji. Darshanam, to become friends in a relationship with Sri Krishna, to practice in such a manner that we realize that I am eternally Krishna's seva, Krishna Nitya Das. This is my position. And then not more than that, to understand what is Sakyam, what is the relationship that we have inherently, constitutionally in our heart, what is our Stayi Bhav, our eternal relationship with Sri Krishna. If we perform these activities, then we are properly engaged in bhajan only and unless we try to realize what is my eternal, transcendental, constitutional relationship with Krishna. So a person who engages in these nine activities, Prahlad is telling to his father, that person, he is the greatest scholar. He knows all knowledge. This is the best education. We can go and learn so many things in this world. How to be expert in, what is it? Jack of all trades, master of none. But if we engage in learning this process of bhakti, we will find that this is the best knowledge and we will be happy forever. Not only that, we can also help others to become happy. Oh, his father became very upset. What is this? Son of America, what are you teaching them? My son, Solomon Markham rejecting. We have only taught him about Artha, Kama,
Moksha.
Artha, Kama. We only taught him how to be a good politician, how to make money, how to satisfy your senses, how to have lots of gold, and beautiful beds, and enjoy with ladies. This is what we have taught him. We don't understand how he got this knowledge. There must be a spy, coming in the garb of anyone and teaching him all these things about Vishnu. Hiranyakashipu started fuming. He threw Prahlad away. And he said, where have you learned this, Prahlad? Prahlad telling, Matirna Krishna Parataksa Tova.
Then, after that,
Bancha Kaupata Rudya Sakshatana Eta Kapitana and Bhagavad Gita Vakhaya Kuruvaya.
Gurudev is ordering me to get embarrassed. The first offering that I pronounce to Gurudev, to Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Sri Maharaj, to all the simple Vaishnavas, and by Tridandi Sannyasis. So, from this point, Hiranyakasipu has become furious. Why he become so furious? Gurudev has already explained, because Hiranyaksha was killed by Vishnu, that thought always remained in the heart of Hiranyakasipu. So when he would speak to his son Prahlad Maharaj, he had so much affection. But every time he would hear this name of Vishnu, he would become completely furious. But there's a wonderful backstory to this. Actually, how Jai and Vijay were cursed, we'll also go on to what Prahlad Maharaj said. But how they were even cursed? Yoga Maya Balena Tatmune Yo. Atma Vaikuntam. Four Kumaras, they arrived at Vaikuntha by the influence of Yogamaya. That time, they gave curse to Jai and Vijay. Also, our acharyas have explained, as Gurudev said in the beginning, just to taste the speciality of this Viras, this fighting mood with his own devotees, for that reason, Lord Nishindev came. So in order to make the fight very interesting, to make the fight very nice, Prahlad Maharaj is like also transcendental promoter. So each time that his father is bringing him on his lap, he's asking, oh, what you have learned? Prahlad Maharaj mentioning things that will excite him to be more and more angry, so that by the time the Srinidhi makes his transcendental appearance, that time the fight will be very tasteful, very, very nice. So this time he's telling him, Matiya Krishna, Bharatak Suto, Wow, Kita Vipajeta, Ananda Gopi, Vishisham, Misham, Kunas, Kunas, Chavata, Jaranam. Oh, my dear father, I think that by the efforts of yourself, by the efforts of others, or even by combined effort, you cannot understand this knowledge that I have. Why? Because this knowledge does not come from reading. This knowledge also does not come because of having so much material knowledge or material power. But this knowledge is gained by the association of Sadhu Sangha. Where Prahlad Maharaj learned this knowledge? Madan Maharaj mentioned, in the womb of his mother Kayadu, he heard all this katha from Sri Padmanabha Muni. So this knowledge is not available just because you're the king, just because you have so much power. So he told him, Naisham Matir.
Natevidu.
Natevidu Swatakatim He Vishnu Durashavahi Artamanina. Oh, I think. Urudhami Tantrayam Urudhami Bada. I think that you should understand, you don't understand even your own real welfare. Natevidu Swatakatim He Vishnu. You cannot understand that even your own most important goal of life is to understand who are you, who is God, and what is your relation. Why? Because your artha, the whole meaning of what you want to accomplish, is all durasha bahya. It's all external. It's all about the material world. He wanted Prahlad Maharaj to learn Rajniti. Rajniti, what does it mean? All diplomacy, all kinds of politics, how to control one person this way, or control a person that way. So he said, because you're absorbed in these things and having so much power, oh no, you cannot understand this type of knowledge. Rather, Ananda Gopi Avishitam Tamishram, oh, you remain very deeply entrenched in a dark well, chewing those things which have already been chewed. From one lifetime to another lifetime, already, artha and kama we've had in so many different lifetimes, in so many different ways. Shukam Mahindriyam Aikam Deha Yoganiyam. Verse? Shukam, Ayandriya, Deha Yogan Deinam. In so many lifetimes, you've already gotten happiness, and that happiness, what you're due to get, you're going to get automatically. Yatam Dukkam Ayatnaha. Just like misery, nobody asked for it to come, but it comes anyway. In the same way, what happiness you are due to get, that you will get then no more. So rather than to spend so much time endeavoring for these material things, one should finish time absorbed in Hari Bhakti. But unless Mahisham Rajabhishekam
Naisham Matisabat Lukam
Mahisham Rajabhishekam Akinchinanam Nanitanadva. Unless a person is smeared with the dust, what does this dust mean? Oh, it means the complete mercy and the teachings in the form of Shravana Kirtan of any pure Vaishnava. Mahisham, any pure Vaishnava. Unless he gets this dust and is benedicted by it, oh, no way for him to understand this transcendental knowledge. And because Hiranyakasipu has envy of Vaishnavas, and moreover has envy of Vishnu, never possibility to understand this transcendental knowledge. So Prahlad Maharaj is actually being his guru by telling him what qualities are needed in order to understand this. So Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakasipu now becoming more angry. Oh, you think you're better than me. You think you have more power than me. Well, I'm asking you, if you have so much power, then you should defend yourself. At this time, he's asking all of his guards to start, and they start to begin to try to kill Prahlad Maharaj in so many different ways. First, by sticking him so many needles. Then by offering him poison, throwing from a very high cliff. If he will sit down, try to have him stomped by elephants. But all things fail because Prahlad Maharaj remained absorbed. Antakaran nishtha by lokavyavihar. He always remained internally absorbed, even though he dealt with others in a worldly way. Still internally, he was always absorbed in meditating on Vishnu, therefore no harm could ever come to him. Hiranyakasipu at that time became a little disheartened. Wow, I'm seeing that even though I beg for the boon of immortality, my own son, 5 years old, how much power he has, should be in such a small and delicate body, even by my word alone he should die. But I see he has so much power, he's being able to avoid all of the different things that I've arranged to try to kill him. So becoming somewhat disheartened, Sandinamaka.
How Hiranyakasipu has so much power?
Why? How he got it?
How he got the power, Hiranyakasipu?
Oh, he's a therapist.
Same source.
Can you?
From the same source.
Om Jnanatamrandasya Jnananjanasavakaya Chakshurangalitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave
Namaha
Vanchakalpatarubhrascha Kripasindhubhevata Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. First and foremost, I offer my millions and millions of sashtram gandhara pranati and to the lotus feet of my most beloved spiritual master, Dhyanvi Swami Paramhams Prayurajakacharya, Om Vishnupad Shri Srimad Bhakti Viranda Narayan Goswami Maharaj. After that, to my spiritual grandsire, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Viranda Goswami Maharaj, Shri Prabhupada, to all his disciples, to my god brothers, god sisters, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, Sannyasis, Brahmacharis, everyone assembled here today, please accept my millions and millions of dandavat pranam. So Srila Gurudev is asking me to explain how Hiranyakasipu got his power. What is the source? So after the death of his brother Hiranyaksha, he was so angry, he immediately called all his assistants, servants, and ordered them to go to the planet Earth and destroy all of those things which are giving support to Vishnu. All the yajñas, all the sadhus, all the ashrams, everything that is supportive of Vishnu bhakti, he ordered them to just destroy. And then he noticed his relatives, the relatives of Hiranyaksha, were grieving very much because Hiranyaksha had just died. So using his own knowledge, he attempted to pacify them. And so he told the story of one famous ruler named Suyagya. He was a great king, and he had been killed in some battle.
And all of his queens were weeping for him, saying, "Now that you have died, we have also died. If you are dead, then we should also go with you." And weeping, they were pounding themselves, beating themselves miserably. And then the time came for his body to be taken away, to be burnt, cremated. And they would not let them go. Those queens would not let that king Suyakya go, his body. And then Yamaraj came in the form of a small boy. Yamaraj is the god of death, to give them some instruction. So Yamaraj comes in the form of a small boy and says, "Why are you weeping so? For what reason are you weeping? His body is still here. So what is there to weep about?" But actually they said, "Oh, his soul is gone. Oh, his soul is gone. So what is the soul? The soul is eternal. It never has any birth nor any death. So there is no reason for you to be grieving over this. And know that only by grieving, your life is going to be wasted, and by no amount of grieving will you be able to bring Suyagya back to life." So having realized this, they let the body go to be cremated and went their own way. And hearing the same story from Hiranyakashipu, all of the queens of Hiranyaksha and his relatives, his nephews, they also went their own way. Then, in such anger at having his brother killed by Lord Vishnu, Hiranyakashipu went to the foot of a mountain named Mandarachal Parvat and stood on his tippy toes and raised his arms toward the sky, and staring at the sky for 100 celestial years, he generated within his body such a great heat, a fire that at once spread throughout the entire universe and started burning all living entities. So the demigods then went, because they were being burnt by this great fire generated from his austerity. The demigods went to Lord Brahma and said, "Oh, do you know this Hiranyakashipu is doing this such austerities for your post? He wants to take your post and reverse the effects of karma. Good deeds will become giving bad result, and bad deeds will give a good result. This is what he wants to do." So at once, Lord Brahmaji left that place and went flying towards Hiranyakashipu. And he saw Hiranyakashipu. Actually, he couldn't really see his body because the duration for which he was doing austerities had become covered in dirt and grass. And also his bones, his skin, his flesh, his blood, his fat, everything had become withered away completely. And his life air was only circulating within his bones. The Brahmaji was very astonished. At once he took some water from his kamandalu, his water pot, and sprinkled it upon Hiranyakashipu. And at that very moment, his body transformed into a golden, brilliant, beautiful, effulgent body. And Brahmaji said, "Oh, Hiranyakashipu, that tapasya, that austerity you have performed, no one has ever done and no one will ever do in the future. So ask of me whatever it is you wish to desire." Then Hiranyakashipu asked to Lord Brahma, "May I never die in any location, inside or outside? May I never die at any time, day or night? May I ever die by any creature created by you? And may I never die by any weapon?" And there were so many other things he asked for, and Brahmaji said, "Eva mastu, may it be so." And Hiranyakashipu, having received this boon from Lord Brahma, at once started terrorizing the entire universe. He went to the abode of Lord Indra and conquered all the demigods and all living beings throughout the three worlds. This was his power. He subjugated all the demigods, and he was sitting on the throne of Lord Indradev, who is the king of all demigods. And all the demigods were bowing to him. Narad Muni even says himself, "I had to sing glorification for Hiranyakashipu. He was so powerful." And all the ladies, all the beautiful apsaras and heavenly damsels were there walking around in such a wonderfully made castle. So at this point then, this is the origin of Hiranyakasipu's great power and majesty.
Om Gyanatini Ranyasya Gyananjana Shlakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchaka Patrubhyascha Kripa Sindhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gopakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my most respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnu Padasa Tarasata Shishmai, Srila Gaurabinda Goswami Maharaj. Again, I offer my most respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Sannyasa Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Padasa Tarasata Shishmai, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. And again, my most respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Param Gurudev, Nityalila Vishnu Vishnu Padasa Sarasvata Shishman, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Nityalila Vishnu Vishnu Padasa Sarasvata Shishman, Srila Bhaktivedanta Keshava Goswami Maharaj, all Sri Dandi Vaishnava Sannyasis, Vaishnava and Vaishnavis, and guests. So, Mukunda Prabhu, he very nicely explained how Hiranyakashipu, he was so angry that when he asked Prahlad, yes, Prahlad, what is the best thing that you've learned? And Mukunda Prabhu has explained, Matiya Krishna Paratosvatova, that Prahlad, he explained that what I've learned, that this, it cannot be learned by anybody who is a materialistic person. Or if you get many, many materialistic people, hundreds, thousands, millions, with all the intelligence, they cannot get what I've got. Said because when one is in a materialistic conception of life, then automatically one is identifying with the body. In that condition, then the senses, they're uncontrolled, and one is going after sense gratification. Then we have these senses, and these senses are meant to serve Rishikesh, the master of the senses. But in material life, like magnets, the senses are attracted to the sense objects. So, he said that by this way, Adanta Gubhya Vishatanta Mishram, that these senses, which are meant to liberate us, now they've taken us into the deepest darkness of hell. And it's Puna Punas Chavita Chavananam. Again, we see that those before us, they've engaged in sense gratification. They've grown old, have diseases, died in the midst of it, undergone so much material misery, mental misery, and suffered. And it's happened again and again and again and again. It says, Puna Punas Chavita Chavananam. It's chewing the truth. Srila Gurudev gives an example that in India, you see the dogs in India, very, very scrawny, very skinny, bony. Sometimes you see chunks of flesh missing, and they're wandering around, and they're looking for something to eat. So one time one dog, he saw one bone in a far corner, and immediately his tail propped up, that, oh, I've got something to chew on, something very nice. And he ran, and he went and he got that bone. That bone was very, very dry. No meat, no juice, nothing. Maybe one little tiny sliver. And that dog grabbed that bone, and his head, his tail was up, and his head was, and he was, his tongue was out, and he was very happy and going. Immediately, like that. Many, many dogs immediately, they came and they jumped on this dog, and they bit him in the mouth, They bit him in the backside, bit him in the legs, and just go, and just scampered away. This is Puna, Puna's Javita Chavanana, chewing the chew. And this dog is the materialistic person in this world. That person who has not controlled the senses and who's not directed the senses towards service to Gurudev, then that person is like a dog in this material world. That the senses are uncontrolled and going towards the glitter of this world. But what is that glitter? That glitter actually is death. That glitter is suffering. That glitter is punishment. But it just comes in an alluring form. But because we have not purified our senses, and like Prahlad Maharaj, his senses are going directly towards Lord Vishnu, like an iron is attracted to magnet. But now, in the conditioned state, the materialistic person, his senses is going towards sense gratification, like an iron is attracted to a magnet. But what is the result? That going towards the deepest, darkest hell. So, Prahlad Maharaj is telling his father, oh father, please, that I've learned that what I've learned, it cannot be taught by any materialistic person, no matter how rich that person is, no matter how intelligent, no matter how well-bred, they can never learn. His father was amazed. And Mukunda Prabhu explained, again, very nicely, Nate Vidhu Swatatati in Vishnu. So, Prahlad Maharaj explained this, and also explaining that indirectly, he told his father. And his father didn't get it. But he explained that one who takes shelter at the lotus feet of a pure Vaishnava, whose niskinchananam means in his heart there's no lust, no anger, no envy, no madness, no illusion, nothing material, just pure love. That one who takes shelter of such a person, then they can understand what he was speaking. And if one hasn't taken shelter of such a person, what to speak of having an inclination towards the Supreme, that person cannot even become free from the unwanted things within the heart. Because his father asked him, where have you learned? He didn't tell him directly. He said, but only somebody who has taken, who has bathed in the dust coming from a great Vaishnava, only that person can speak what I'm speaking about. So indirectly, but his father was so angry, so covered, he could not catch it. So, they explained, what is it to take bath in the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee? That yes, we take the dust from the pure devotee and we smear on our body. But his dust is containing so many very deep moods. And how can we access those moods? We access those moods by giving our body, giving our mind, giving our hearts in service to such a Vaishnava. Giving our body, mind, hearts, everything without reservation in service to such Vaishnava. And then, by his mercy, by his pleasure, then those moods which are within his heart, those moods which are situated in the dust of his lotus feet, then they enter into our heart, and then we can understand what is taking bath, not just externally with the dust particles, but internally with his mercy. Taking bath externally and internally. External cleanliness and internal cleanliness. So the father, he became so mad. He said, kill this boy. Kill him. The gods, they were thinking, but he's your son. Kill him. You don't kill him, you'll be dead. Then, so many ways has been explained. Trident, throwing him from mountains, underneath elephants, poison, he took it, offered it, and then it was prasad. Then, Hiranyakashipu had one sister.
Holika.
Go to...
Okay,
so in so many ways tried to kill, but he could not die. Then...
Anyone?
Komara Mantarakrapyo.
Where? Prahlad Maharaj has all knowledge. Can they?
Yes.
He's on his way.
I can finish?
No.
Bangalore.
I think you have British passport.
Bhakti Prabhupada Damodar Maharaj Sri sir.
They cannot cook.
Why she was wearing the garment?
They, sannyasi?
Yes.
They cannot?
They can speak Maharaj.
After, finish?
Finish after. Have your face?
No.
Missing there?
Yeah, I have face. Hiranyakashipu.
And very Nishinga.
So watch it, so I.
You had faith?
No.
You had faith?
All the devotees
present here. I should
come
straight to Komarama. Who gives Sannyas to? Bhakti
Pramod Puri Maharaj.
Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. So, Maharaj,
you ordered me to come
here.
So, I came here. And then, Lord Vishnu, actually, I am not qualified to speak, but I'll try to speak something. So, Maharaj, previously Maharaj explained that, and the Prabhupada also explained that how Hiranyakashipu got his power. Hiranyakashipu got his power from performing austerities. But also, Prahlad Maharaj, when he was in the lap of his father, and he tried to ask him, that, how do you get all this power? So Prahlad Maharaj replied to his father that wherever you got power, I got power from the same person.
Yes.
The source is same. So what is this source? Say, Lord Vishnu is the source. So Hiranyakashipu got very angry. Said, Vishnu is my enemy. He killed my brother. So how can he could be a source of all energy of all sources? So Prahlad Maharaj explained that, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vikro Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karma. Krishna is the source of material and spiritual world. Also Krishna is explained in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matva Sapam Prabhati Ki Matva Vadati Matva. I am the source of all the spiritual material, everything comes from me. So, when Hiranyakashipu heard that, Hiranyakashipu got very angry and he wanted to kill him. And he tried very much the previous Prabhu Sangha Maharaj explained that. So at the end, he wanted to kill him himself. That Hiranyakashipu wanted to kill his own son. Can you believe? Anybody, any father kill his own son? How cruel, how merciless? But it's happened because he was very materialistic person and he was not angry with his son. Because his son was, whatever he was telling, he was not satisfied. He said, oh, whatever I am teaching, trying to tell you, you are telling the opposite of it. So this is not good. So you should be killed. So he said, everywhere, Krishna is everywhere, Krishna is everywhere. So there is a pillar here. Is it that Vishnu is here? So Prahlad Maharaj said, yes. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Vidyashiva Vidyashiva. So Ishvara, Krishna is in every living entity, he is in every atom. So he is everywhere, he is in the pillar too. So Hiranyakashipu took his club and
smashed it.
He hit that pillar. What happened? The pillar was broken, but Lord Vishnu appeared. Lord Vishnudev came out from that pillar. And he grabbed Hiranyakashipu on his lap. But Hiranyakashipu has a benediction from Lord Brahma. He will not be killed in neither day, neither night, neither inside, neither outside.
neither by any animal, neither by any human being, neither by any weapon. So, what Lord Vishnudev did, took him in the middle of the door, the step of the door, and there was twilight, neither day, neither light, neither
night.
So, and he has prediction also that he would like to kill by the weapon. So, how Lord Vishnudev killed him? With his nail. Anybody heard anybody could kill by nail in this world? Really? No. But Lord Vishnu can do anything impossible. So Lord Vishnudev appeared and destroyed the great demon. So today is the end of the great demon's day. But actually, Hiranyakashipu was not a demon. He was a judge and Bijana, their brother. So they were cursed by the Kumaras. So they asked Kumaras that Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha asked, how are you going to get the liberation? So he said, well, if you go as a devotee, 7 lifetimes, was it? 7 lifetimes. If you go as a demon, 3 lifetimes. So they choose 3 lifetimes. So because they are going to come back to their master, Lord Vishnu, and serve them. Because they are eternal master, they are eternal service, they have to continue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Indra was taking Kayadhu. He thought that any general person has come in his home, he will be just like Hiranyakashipu. So I should kill him. At that time, Narad came and told, Indra, you cannot give me this lady to me, and I will take in my ashram. So Prahlad Maharaj was taken there, Kayadhu was taken in his ashram. And from how many days he was in his mother's home? 60,000 years in his home. And when he will want, then he can come. So what he learned there? He learned that we are conditioned soul. Krishna bhuli sei jeev anadi bahirmukha. Jeev, what?
Forgetting Krishna.
Forgetting Krishna. From marginal point. Any jiva has not come from Golok Vrindavan, from marginal point. And if they will want that I should go and test this world, at once he will go to this world. And those who will look after Vaikuntha, then he will go to heavenly plant, that is Vaikuntha. So, Krishna, bhuli sei jiv anadirmukh.
So,
this is why
Maya is giving sufferings to us. If we will come towards Vaikuntha, then Krishna will be very, very favorable to them. And then he will take them to Vaikuntha. In this way he taught all the knowledge until his father was
not returned from austerity.
Father was doing austerities. After that, his father, Hiranyakasapu, became very angry. And then Sandamarg came and told that my father has gone outside. Very soon he will come, and then very soon they will learn everything. Give me this Prahlad Maharaj to me. And he took Prahlad
Gurukul
to Gurukul again. After that, Madhubrat.
Komaraj.
What time?
Here.
No. What time we will do Prahlad Hiranyakasipu?
Dhyananjana Salakya Chakshur Unmalitam Yenatasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.
First
of all, I have my unlimited obeisances in the lotus feet. Master Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Simultaneously offer my obeisances to all Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, and all guests. So for my own purification, Guruji has asked me to speak about this next part of the story of Sri Prahlad Maharaj. So as we have heard from Mukunda Prabhu and also Ashram Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, he greatly angered his father, and his father tried to kill him in many ways.
And where is your Krishna? And then...
Go on.
So in the end, even Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlad Maharaj himself, but he was unsuccessful. So at that point, Sandar Ramaka said, okay, the teacher said, okay, we'll try once more, we'll take him back to school, we'll teach him again,
and,
you know, try to bring him back into the great society of humans within which we all live.
After.
So then one time, the teachers had to go somewhere on some duty, so they put Prahlad Maharaj in charge of the classroom, like monitor, prefect. So Prahlad Maharaj, he became this in charge of the classroom, and the teachers went away, and the boys immediately they began running around, jumping, playing football, this and that. And Prahlad Maharaj said, actually you should be a little sober. And he began to give some Harikatha to his fellow students. He said, Komaram Acharet Pragyo Dharma Bhagavata Iha Durlabha Manusya Janma Tad Api Adrubam Atadam. He said, Komaram Acharet Pragyo, that from the age of Komaram, from very small age of 5 years old. From the age of 5 years old, you should begin your practice of devotional service. As he explained earlier, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Parasevanam, Namashanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. From the age of 5 years old, one should start this process of devotional service. Because this process of devotional service is very powerful, and to start at a very young age means we don't waste any time obtaining very bad samskaras. Just as a person may live, at the most, in this Kali Yuga, he may live 100 years. But we can understand that 50 years of that is spent in sleeping. Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport that actually maybe you don't sleep 12 hours a day, but because intoxication is so prevalent within Kali Yuga, then if you combine the sleeping and the intoxication, then most people, 50 years, they're completely in the mode of ignorance. So then, also 10 years is wasted in childhood, playing games, this and that, jumping around, but not doing anything really important. Then another 10 years wasted in education, becoming professional in some special activity. Then also at the end of life, between the ages of 80 to 100, one cannot really do anything. Body is weak and very difficult to perform bhajan. So how much is left? Only 10 years. And in that 10 years, we must have a job, get married, have children, this and that, all the activities of this material world. So where is the time for bhajan? So Sri Prahlad Maharaj is saying that from the age of 5 years old, one should immediately begin this devotional service. So in Kali Yuga, what is the greatest limb of devotional service? That is kirtan. So he said, okay, fellow schoolmates, you should immediately chant with me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Everywhere,
yeah, when you take LSD, you see things everywhere, don't you?
Is he double, triple, quadruple? He's everywhere. Really? Okay. I guess he's in that pillar. Yes. You can see him in that pillar, can you? You sure? You can see him in that pillar? You can see him in that pillar also. Can you see him in that pillar? Well, let's see. In this way, Hiranyakashipu was killed by the nails of Lord Nrisimhadeva. He thought he was immortal, that he could not be killed by anyone created by Lord Brahma, that he could not be killed in the day and the night, he could not be killed in the land, in the air, in the sea, he could not be killed in any day, month, year, that he thought he was immortal. But the Lord appeared in his most ferocious form, and he did not kill him in the day or night, he killed him at twilight. He did not kill him inside or outside, he killed him at the doorstep. He did not kill him with any weapon, he killed him with his nails. He was not killed on the ground, on the land, air, or sea, he was killed on his lap. At that time, Lord Nrisimhadeva was so ferocious. So ferocious. All the demigods, they came. The Karnaras, the Gandharvas, King Purushas, all came and they offered so many choice prayers. Where's the other link? They offered so many choice prayers. They offered so many choice prayers, but none would go anywhere near Lord Nrisimhadeva. They would not go anywhere near Lord Nrisimhadeva. When all these prayers were exhausted, then finally, Lord Brahma, he asked Lord Shiva that you go and try to pacify the Lord. He was so angry. And then Lord Shiva said, no, you're my father. I cannot go before you. You go. Lord Brahma looked at one head, then he looked at another head, then he looked at another head. Another head said, I'm not going. Said, I'm not going. Then they looked at Lakshmiji.
Let ladies go first.
The consort of Lord Narayan. And then very quickly, both of them, like in harm, they said, oh, ladies first, you go. And then Lakshmi, she looked at her lord, and she saw him in such a ferocious mood. Said, I've never ever seen him in such a mood. And she just put her head down. Then Lord Brahma, they saw Prahlad. He was sitting very, very peacefully, very quietly, very soberly, and without any fear in his heart. And Lord Brahma beckoned that you go and you appease the Lord. Then Prahlad, he went, and without any fear in his heart, little five-year-old boy, all the demigods of the universe were totally afraid. Lord Brahma, he was afraid. Lord Shiva, Mahadev, he was afraid. Lakshmi was afraid. Prahlad went and just sat on his lap. Lord Nrisimhadeva, he was stroking the head of Prahlad. Now his anger transformed to tears of love. And saying, oh Prahlad, that I'm sorry, I've created this situation, that you've had to undergo this hardship. Please forgive me. He said that when I appear, that it is my nature that I have to give some benediction. So, what benediction would you like? Prahlad Maharaj, he explained, he said, oh Lord, that I am born in a family of demons. And being born in a family of demons, then the materialistic tendency for sense gratification is very deep in my heart due to my family lineage. He said, I am your servant and you're my Lord. Said that one who goes to the Lord for some benediction, then they're like a business person. They're not coming like a servant. But they're coming with a sermon with material motivation. It's a business. Say, I am not a businessman. Please do not put me in that category. And please don't tempt me. Because these impressions coming from my family lineage, it is there. I just want to be your servant, and I just want to know you as master. I want to serve you with unmotivated devotional service. Lord Machine, they said, but it is my nature that I must give some benediction. What benediction? He said, so you blessed, then I pray to you that please let there be no material desire in my heart. Give me that benediction, that I can approach you without any material desire, just with pure love. Prahlad Maharaj is showing us how we should approach the Lord. That today is very significant, not just because it's the appearance day of Lord Nrisimhadev, but today we can remember the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj and pray to Prahlad Maharaj that we can follow in his footsteps. Lord Nrisimhadev, he said that, oh Prahlad, you're very tricky. You have no material desires in your heart. So why are you praying for that benediction? Please, you ask for benediction. Then he asked, my father was very offensive to you. Then he came and he tried to kill you, and he made offenses to me, so please, you forgive my father. Lord Nrisimhadev said, actually, because your father has been touched by me, then automatically he's been purified, and also because you were born in that family, then 21 generations of that family, automatically, they are liberated. Srila Gurudev has explained that for a beginning devotee, Kanishtha Adhikari, that in their family lineage, that 7 generations, then they're so much benefited. Just from a devotee beginning the path of devotional service. That a devotee who goes past the stage of Ananta Nivritti, who becomes steady, one-pointed in their devotional service, though their mind may still be going a little bit to the material energy, that 14 generations of the family, they're benefited. And to that pure Mahabhagavat devotee who's achieved the highest goal, then 21 generations are liberated. He says, so Prahlad, you don't have to ask me for that. So please, you ask for some benediction. And then Srila Gurudev explains that Prahlad, then he asks that all the people who are suffering, then let all their suffering come to me and let them be liberated. And then let me take on their sins and I will suffer for them. Lord Nrisimhadev was weeping. And this way he said, oh Prahlad, you have conquered my heart. It is stated that one who hears this narration of Lord Nrisimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj, most especially under the guidance of a pure Mahabhagavat, then for that person who takes these narrations and Guru Seva into their heart, then that person will achieve the divine abode by Kunta, and in our case, by mercy of Srila Gurudev, Goloka Vrindavan. Srila Gurudev, Srila Maharaj, Srila Chaturdashi, Srila Premanande.
Now you can do Abhishek.
First, Madam Maharaj, PhD. PhD for Madam Maharaj.
Okay.
Have mic there?
Hare Krishna. So, we are very fortunate today. We've had so many Bhaktivedantas actually give the opportunity to say something. That we can all actually hear the great, wonderful scholarship that the devotees actually have. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had a division that he wanted to establish Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Sarvabhauma. My Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, also wanted to do this. And our Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivinoda Narayan Goswami Maharaj, also wanted this. And we're very proud. For the first time, Florida Beta College's career, when we've been in a college for almost 19 years, this is the first time that we are offering a double doctorate, and it is happening here tonight that we're presenting to Sripad Madhva Maharaj, loving Krishna, Sanjay, the doctor of philosophy in Vaishnava philosophy.
Published in middle of Kartik in India. So whoever fortunate, they can join in Brajamandal Parikrama in October and November. I think by costless Master of Srila Gurudev and Giriraj Govardhan, the day of Annapur Mahotsav, is Gurudev biography first volume published in India. Hare Krishna. Thank you for your
Hare Krishna. Short announcement that today Srila Gurudev has received a beautiful music CD which has been produced by Sriman Sudarshan Prabhu and his musicians. It is in the honor of Srila Gurudev. These are beautiful bhajans and the first 100 that who are souls, the prophet 1,000. Everything will be the proceeds for Mother Srila Gurudev. Also, today, Srimati Vichitri, Devi Dasi has brought Rai Ramananda Sambhat, newly printed, published book in English, only 20 copies left. So, be quick, they are available on the book table there. Hare Krishna.
How about those people who will have the dakshina?
Yeah.